Clear your mind. Let us in. We're here to help. You've spent your whole life fighting. You've balanced wants against needs. The time has come to stop fighting. If you need it, we provide it. Relax. It's about time that the Moral Influx Company gives you everything you've ever wanted. Find bliss in the grayscale. Let's begin, shall we?
Come in.
Ah, the director of entertainment, always a pleasure to see you.
Close the door, please. Have you seen Agent What today?
We really only use the agent prefix during formal introductions. Her code name is just the What.
Have you seen her?
No, of course I haven't. She's in Australia a whole week. The scale showed me some activity there, something about a guy who gets to replay his life up to 3 times.
What a fun premise.
I am slammed covering for her. I've got both of my guards off tonight, so I'm literally pushing papers at the clearance desk trying to get it all done. I need to get back, so what do you need?
You sound so busy. I've started to forget that I even have a job outside of covering for you.
Okay, just what are you...
It's this.
Forgive me. This was not the way I wanted to meet the great director of entertainment. I am Morris. I was once an adjudicator at MI. A good one. But that's in the past. What's important now is that I have something which belongs to you. Speak.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm so sorry. I've let you down.
State your name.
The What?
Your real name.
I am the What. I am nothing, if not the What.
I'm interested in a trade. Corey Hannigan. Bring her to the coordinates I've mailed. You have 24 hours or else.
Come for me, S. Please.
Does anyone else have this?
You were the first person I called.
The coordinates?
On the back of the tape. Did she recently receive a key card?
Yes. She was promoted last month. It was approved through all the proper channels.
So it is safe to assume she had it on her when Morris got her. That is going to be an issue.
Sir, I can assure you that nothing...
I got another message in the mail shortly after that. The Collective Council wants to see me later this afternoon about my key card.
I'm very sorry.
I think they're on to us. You need to move fast. Tonight.
I can't leave the scale alone.
Only you and she will have cards. You can't afford to let the other card fall into the abyss. That will come back to you.
I don't even know what to do with Morris. I mean, she's clearly not all there. I mean, she's still asking about Corey Hannigan. What is that?
Don't. Not with me.
This stinks like a trap.
It probably is. So you need to take care of this fully and finally wipe the slate clean.
Not her. She's worth keeping.
No one is that good. Take them all out. Don't leave any evidence. I may not be here when you get back. I won't say anything, but if you go down for this, it'll be alone.
You cover your own ass. I'll take care of this.
Can't hear anything!
Take a seat.
I don't intend to stay long.
That door only opens if I want it to. So, take a seat.
What's with all the radios?
It's a hobby.
Radios, huh? It's an obsolete hobby.
I like what I like.
Let me get a look at you, Morris. Oh, yes. Time has aged you terribly.
Well, you haven't aged a bit. Though you were never much to look at to begin with.
Fun. This is fun. But I've really got to get going, so if we could make this trade...
Yes. Where are my manners? Let me show you what I'm holding. Go ahead, honey. He can hear you.
Please. Make the trade. I want to go home.
Don't be afraid, Sandra. Everything is fine.
Sandra?
Yes. Sandra Thompson, that is her name.
I'm confused.
I don't think that's new information to you. I know you're capable of...
Thanks and all, but what I'm actually confused about is why you've come alone.
I didn't come alone. Of course... I didn't. But I couldn't bring Hannigan because, as we both know, there is no Hannigan. There never was.
Liar!
Come now, Moritz. This isn't cute anymore. What next? You want me to bring Santa Claus? It's a children's story. Surely, after all this time, even you can see that?
You assigned me to her case. I reported it back to you. It happened.
You're a very sick woman. I'm glad you've managed to make it out of the desert and get yourself a, lovely compound with lots of radios that don't work, but don't you think any of this is a little bit wacky? A bit odd? How can you trust your own senses?
I'm not always sure. There are gaps in my memory.
I'm sorry. Not surprised, but sorry. I don't have Hannigan. But I did bring something to trade.
What's that?
A second chance. You know you won't make it out of these negotiations alive, right?
I'm aware.
See? I've always known you were smart. Well, I can do the impossible. I pulled some strings, and not only will you survive today, but you will be welcomed back into the collective.
How's that?
We will show you to the populace. An example of the horrors of the outside world. But we will clean you up. Parade you as a hero, a survivor. You'll work at the lab, a success story to the patients there, someone they can strive to be with work. All you have to do is release Sandra, and we can all go home right now. Doesn't that sound like the best solution?
Almost too good to be true.
It is true.
The lab. Is that where you put Hannigan?
There is no... There can't be any talk of that when we bring you in. You understand?
I was never allowed near the lab. What's its purpose? Its real purpose?
It's a rehabilitation center. For independent thinkers, radicals, threats to the safety of the collective. It's where we correct them.
So it's a correctional facility?
It's not a prison or a camp. If that's what you're suggesting.
You call them inmates, right? That's what they called Jess Dempsey on that tape. That was in the lab, right?
Maybe we could get you a job in security, if that's more to your liking. Help us fix the holes that let you steal those tapes.
I think you want me in the lab, just not as an employee.
I've had enough of this. What you did when you stole those tapes, it was reckless. You knew how we'd respond. We got rid of any employee that we didn't trust fully. We cleared the lab of most inmates, Dempsey included. You didn't help anyone. Certainly not me. The paperwork that month, ridiculous.
Oh, the paperwork! You and your organization execute hundreds of people in a day, and you have horrible memories of the paperwork?
The collective is ridding the world of incredulousness, of lewdness. It's controlling the population without the help of those radical thinkers out there. What have they ever done except make bombs and start wars? We're above that. The collective is building an ethical, stronger, faster people.
Yes! A master race, if I've ever heard one. Hitler would be proud.
Offer is no longer on the table. You're going to turn over the what?
Sandra.
Yes, Sandra. And you're going to open the door and come with my men. And that will be that. You can't keep me in here forever. You have no moves left. You know that.
You're right. Allow me to open the door. There's an hour starting now.
What happens in an hour?
Above the door there, those explosives. Boom.
With you inside?
I told you. I didn't expect to survive today.
It's locked!
Yes, I told you it was. I wouldn't try messing with the wires either unless you want to move things along.
There's got to be another way out.
Not really. It's a compound, like you said. I've got Sandra in the back office, but only I know how to open that door. As for the front door, that opens from the outside. As you know, you walked through it. So, if you didn't come alone, your men can open it right now and save you. That's what I thought. But if you brought Hannigan, she could come now and be the hero, but she doesn't exist, right?
No. She doesn't.
Then I suggest you get comfortable. I'm going to listen to the radio. I'll find something nice. I'd say we've got about 10 minutes to go. What say you, Mr. S?
I'd like to talk to Sandra.
No can do.
Why not? You spoke with her earlier. Take me to see her.
You're in no state to be making demands.
But I think I can help us both if I can just talk to her, honestly.
How?
You want something from her. That's why you took her in the first place. She's a good agent. She's hiding it from you. But I have a way with her. I can get her to release it.
Do you happen to mean this?
You already have it.
Yep.
Why would you do that?
Well, I don't need that thing anymore. You don't understand what's going on, do you?
I can't even begin to understand what goes on in your crazy mind making death traps like these.
This whole idea was actually Roland Bailey's.
Roland? You're telling me he thought this up all by himself?
He had some source inspiration, but hey, it's working, so good on him.
How'd he survive the desert?
He had some help.
From you?
No. I wasn't convinced you didn't turn him. I had a third person vet him, make him prove himself. You're surprised.
I didn't think he had it in him.
You're not a very good judge of character. Good thing you've got a scale for that.
If you don't want the key card, then what do you want? For both of us to just die here for no reason?
I don't want to die particularly, but I could live with it.
Then why do this? Talk to me.
I want the people to have a choice. You've put a wall around choice. I want to blow a big hole in it and let it flood with options.
Please, just once. Don't speak in metaphors.
I was being direct. Hannigan never had a choice. I want her to have a choice.
And what if, hypothetically, she was real? And hypothetically, she picked us over the world out there. The great big world that's doing so well right now, huh?
Then at least she'd have a say in it.
I don't buy that. You just want the collective to fall.
I most certainly do. But it's the people who will decide to leave on their own cognizance that will bring the collective to its knees.
You act like there's no choices in the collective, but that just isn't true.
But is it? If you were to return to the office, do you know what would happen? They would get rid of you. Rule you as too radical, someone who doesn't have good morals, someone who promotes within as quid pro quo to try to bang his younger, attractive co-worker.
No. That's not who I am.
Then who are you, Mr. S?
I'm a loyal servant of the collective. I put her above all. What's that?
A minute left.
You can stop it, can't you?
Yes.
Then stop it.
Not without Hannigan.
I can't, Bill. Kill me.
Then be killed here.
No, please.
Give me Hannigan. You can have the what. You don't have to return to the collective. You can run. You can be together.
Okay, just turn it off.
You'll do it. You'll trade Hannigan. You'll turn your back on the collective. You will pick self-happiness over them.
Yes! I'll do whatever you want. Just let me live. Oh, God. Just let me live.
All right, then.
Thank you, Morris. Thank you.
Where's Hannigan?
She's right outside. Tied up.
Wait here.
Corey! Agent Morris?
Sandra? Sandra, are you okay? Did they hurt you?
She's not there.
What is happening?
She's not here. Never was.
But you spoke with her.
Pre-recorded.
No. What are we counting down to?
Morris, are you going to take me away again?
I told you, I'm just here to help.
I knew you would come. Thank you.
She doesn't need saving. Her life is perfect.
I want to take you out of here. I want to take you somewhere, and I want to help you start all over.
Okay, but isn't it dangerous beyond the walls?
It can be, but it doesn't have to be. Out there, the choice is ours like it never was here. We'll have choices, and we'll make some wrong ones, but it'll all be up to us. We'll make our own way, if that's what you want.
Come back to the collective, Hannigan.
Yes, that's what I want.
Best.
I'm ready.
I believe you are.
What did you do with Sandra? If you hurt her, I swear to God!
You don't see? She's the third man. She always was.
No. No. She respects me. Likes me, even. She wouldn't do that to me!
How well do you really know her? I mean, you don't even know her name.
It's Sandra! Sandra Thompson!
Your vetting really needs work. Shall we, Corey?
The collective will find you! Wherever you go, you can't hide from the collective!
I'm not worried. The collective has got bigger issues to take care of.
What issues?
We're gonna take off. Consider this our final summary, submitted for collective approval.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce to you, to present to you a voice of reason, to a voice of change for this new society, to the voice inside your head. Reporting from atop the wall, I say you, citizens inside the wall, do not despair. Have courage. Stand up. Rebel against those who would strip you of your name. I was once like you. I looked upon my world as too unforgiving, as too brutal. I sold myself to the idea this collective presented of betterment, no matter the pain it caused, no matter the method of reducing the surplus population. I'm not your leader. I repeat, I am not your leader. I don't want to be. I'm offering you so much more. The right to develop yourself. Amongst all those similar and different to yourself, I offer a choice to live the way you see fit. I watched the television, but I didn't feel.
I listened to the radio, but now I let it bring me closer to people out there in the world. The real world. Let yourself do the same. Feel. Feel. Do not pause. Do not roll over. Feel with all your might.
I fear my time has become scant, but yours is not. Feel. Fight if need be. Love if need be. Hold yourself accountable. Do not rely on an archaic scale or a disinterested police. Hold yourself to the standard. Progress. I tell you, unite for progress.
It's been an absolute pleasure to serve my fellow man.
No, no!
Until we meet again.
Bailey, no!
Godspeed.
No! What have I done? What the?
To those who may have picked up this frequency within the walls or inside some other compound, I will try to explain the chaos as best and brief as I can. In my capacity as the what, I've served the collective in amazing fashion. So amazing that I climbed a ladder that has led me to doors that don't usually open. I've seen behind those doors now, and the result is unimpressive. I advise you to take a look through the holes in your world. Look out and find what's out there, because the people around you have lied, myself included. I intend to travel until a hot date I've got with this scale I've acquired. Big thanks to Mr. S. over at MI for giving me access to this machine and leading me and my late friend, Roland, to where you've been stashing your skeletons, like Corey Hannigan. If you want someone to blame for your friends and family members disappearing, or that big hole in the wall, contact Mr. S. I'll be long gone. This is Sandra Dempsey, hitting the road. Signing off.
The Grayscale is a production of CPT Broadcast, the audio storytelling arm of Critical Point Theater, an ensemble-based performance company. You can hear more about what we do, including our other podcasts, at criticalpointtheater.com. Critical Point Theater is a sponsored project of Fractured Atlas, a nonprofit art service organization. The Grayscale is produced by Executive Director Julia Katz, Executive Producer Dylan James Amick, Podcast Production Manager Chelsea Rugg, and the head honcho of all CPT podcasts, Andrew Terrence Caberline. The Grayscale theme was composed by Michael Gugliotti. Too Good to Be True was written by Dylan James Amick and Andrew Terrence Caberline, directed by Dylan James Amick, and edited by Chelsea Rugg. The episode starred Will Quinn, Corinne Carson, Jordan Goldston, and Allison Ween, with Julia Ann Rather as the what, and Nate Bettencourt as the voice inside your head. Thank you for listening.